Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this 7th of October. I am Paul White, and I am so happy that you are with me today. It is such a treat to me to be able to share with you the good news and to talk to you about stories from the Bible. We're going to do that from the book of Psalms today. As a quick aside, I want to encourage you, if you don't check out our studies in the book of John, please do so. We are having such a tremendous time in North Georgia. Every week, we do one more lesson from the book of John, and we have now covered 110 lessons. We are in the 18th chapter, and I know we say it with a bit of humor, like, well, we're going awfully slow. Nobody really seems to be complaining. We're all having a great time discovering Jesus and truths for our walk from this fantastic Gospel of John. You do not have to watch this from the top to understand what's going on any more than you would have to pick up the book of John and read the first 17 chapters if you wanted to understand something from chapter 18. If that were the case, most of us would never get anything done in the Bible because we'd have to start over every single day. Now, when you want to go into in-depth study, boy, it sure does help to have that context. And so if you want to get a view of the book of John, maybe as you never have before, then I couldn't encourage you enough. Go spend the time and work your way through those lessons. I had a woman contact me from the Midwest the other day that says, I'm trying to follow your studies in the book of John, but I keep rewatching the first two over and over again. They're so full of information. Well, that's flattering. I hope that you don't get stuck there. I hope you keep moving through. These are so much fun. I'm telling you this because the new John study goes up every day on Wednesday. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can go listen to that. It's usually between 45 minutes and an hour. It's rarely more than an hour, and it's most of the time 50, 55 minutes long. So not too bad. It'll take up a little chunk of your day, but man, I think it might help supplement your spiritual diet. Okay, today I am going to read to you a verse from the book of Psalms. We've been working through Old Testament stories with a New Covenant lens, and one of the things that we've been doing the last few days is have been walking through the book of Psalms and taking my time just exploring some things. And I'm struck by a statement from Psalm 7, and I want to say this is not the only time that you'll find something like this in the book of Psalms or in the Old Covenant in general, but it jumped out at me as I'm sort of going left to right. From Psalms chapter 7, the 8th verse, "The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me." Now, I read this verse, it probably hit your ear odd as a New Covenant student. Hear that last part again. "Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me." It hit your ear odd because it's so opposite of what you understand of the New Covenant. And this is why it is important that we rightly divide the word of truth, that we understand that everything in the Bible does not reflect where you are. I didn't say the entire Bible doesn't reflect where you are, that you can't find anything in it that doesn't reflect where you are, but not every single word, not every single verse reflects who you are or where you are in this journey. And that's important because sometimes we put such value on the words of the Bible that we assume that because it's in the Bible, it is something relevant for us. A few days ago, we were talking about the book of Job, and I told you that we weren't going to do sort of an expose, an exhaustive look at the book of Job because so much of the book of Job is spoken by people whom at the end of the book we find out didn't have Job's best interest in mind, didn't know the heart of God, and were soundly rebuked for almost everything they said. Now, you don't know that till you get to the end of the book. If you're reading the book of Job left to right, and you're picking up all these little principles that these guys are laying out there to Job, you might walk away and go, oh, look at this truth, look at this truth, look at this truth. Then you get to the end of the book and go, oh, wait a minute, none of it was truth. And so it's important to note that the authors of the Bible are on a journey, and the apex or the climax of that journey is Jesus, and the climax of his journey is the cross and the resurrection. And so, or you could even say the ascension, but you got to go through those steps to get there, climb that mountain. And with that in mind, you'll find verses like Psalms chapter 7, verse 8, "Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity within me," that you would never want to quote for yourself. What does the new covenant have to say about this? You don't want to be judged according to your righteousness. You want to be judged according to his righteousness. What does Paul say in 2 Corinthians 5:21? "God, who knew no sin, made him to be sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ." So all I have is what I can offer, which is the best I can do. And in my integrity, it's never going to be good enough to equal his righteousness. So Jesus takes my sin so that I can take his righteousness. I will not ask God to judge me according to my righteousness. I will not ask God to judge me according to my integrity, because I don't have the kind of righteousness nor integrity that matches up to the righteous standard of God's judgment. But Jesus does. Jesus meets the standard in every way, and thus I will not present my integrity. Now, you might say, why did the psalmist write this? Because they have nothing else to present before God but their integrity. Plus, to be fair, within the context of this setting, they are presenting themselves as having lived for God the best that they can, and then receiving their defense from God, receiving their judgment from God, receiving their mercy from God. They don't talk a lot in terms of love, but they talk a lot in terms of retribution. Like if you read the rest of this psalm, it has a lot to do with war. He's going to make his arrows and bend his bow and all the things that he's going to do to defend David or to defend the psalmist. It is a psalm of David, by the way. But I think it's proper to frame it in that context and to understand why they're doing it. I think it's improper to take it as a spiritual truth and quote it in your life. And so you don't want to get into prayer today and go, "Hey, Lord, judge me based upon my righteousness and my integrity." No. Judge me based upon the finished work of Christ. That's rightly dividing the word. More from Psalms tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. God bless you.